This episode is intended only for adults and contains content that may be alarming to some listeners. Please check the show notes for a more detailed description. Please take care of yourself and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Previously on Southbridge.
She's got a tranquilizer in her backpack.
It's a rescue medication.
I am not going to argue with you, Nadine.
Woman, did you ever shut up?
That was not okay.
I can get you to where you want to be, Zach. What else do you know about the Prowlers?
We're on air.
Guys, this is private.
Guys, first class hotel.
Do you smell that?
Gasoline.
Well, I'm not gonna die here.
Wait, Brandy!
Where's Greg?
He was right behind me.
I found him.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Crazy ass psychopath! We had a plan! This was our way out, you—
Greg!
Look at me! You think this is funny? You think it's some sort of game? Huh? I got news for you, man. This is real life! Idiot, man, you just screwed us. Do you realize that?
Hey, Greg, take a breath.
Yeah, yeah, there are others here too. You screwed all of us. We had a plan. We had a plan. You know, we could have made contact, got us out of this hellhole.
They burn us. They kill us.
What? You burn us. You're the one over here trying to send us up in flames. Man, Brandy, you said you know this guy. Can you talk some— Hey!
Greg, it's not worth it.
It's the signals! You'll see!
Maybe next time I warn you about a psychopath, you'll listen.
Well, you failed to mention he'd burn the whole place down.
Hey guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the fire's starting to spread this way. Now we really can't stay here.
She's right, we gotta move. The fire's only gonna pick up speed once it reaches the tree line. Let's regroup at my place and go from there.
So you just stayed in the same spot this whole time. How long have you been here?
Oh, I stopped counting a while back. Just makes me feel crazy if I start fixating on that kind of thing.
Jesus, it's gonna take the whole town. I don't see how it wouldn't. There's nothing to stop it from spreading. When you said someone didn't want us there, I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, the more you know. Do you trust Greg?
What? Of course.
Are you worried about what he's capable of?
What are you talking about?
His explosions of rage, don't they bother you?
And then the priest says to the cop, "No, you're supposed to confess to me."
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh man, when I heard that one, I about lost it.
He's just gone through a lot. And? What are you trying to say?
Well, do you like the idea of the one unhinged person among us being the only one with a gun?
Well,
I'm just saying it concerns everyone's safety, even his. He trusts you. If you bring it up, he'll listen. Think about it.
So how did you guys come across the radio tower?
Well, we were rummaging through the courthouse. Rick came across an old map of the city. It was registered, of course. It had a blank spot behind the hospital. He checked it out, he came back, and insisted that we go with him. Brandy was pissed.
Why?
Well, between you and me, I don't think hiking is really her thing.
Ah, I see.
So, anyway, we agreed to check it out, and that crazy guy started chasing us. He was yelling about, like, a sacrifice. It was really scary, but once we started climbing up the hill to the radio tower, he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, and if you guys had listened to me, Rick would still be alive and this town would be going up in flames.
Yeah, but the tower... It...
The tower! Give it a rest, Greg. We had the same chance of being heard back there as we do of finding a steak dinner at the end of this goddamn trail. Let it go.
Is she always this cranky?
Well, if you can't say something nice...
Got it.
Hey, Greg, is that kibble still on the table?
Oh, what's that I hear? Oh, is someone begging for bacon?
Here we go. My humble abode.
What happened there?
Nadine thought her truck would make a nice lawn ornament.
Cute.
Ladies first. Here. Take a seat. Premium and all-natural, a complete balanced nutrition. Wolfpack Kibble, the perfect meal for your best friend. Cheers.
It's honestly, it's not as bad as I was expecting. This would be really good with some gravy.
So, what's the plan, Kibble Man?
Well, we need to get out of here before the fire makes it this way. So, I think we hit the mechanic shop down the way and see if we can't find ourselves a ride.
All right, let's get to it.
We're bringing the kibble with us, right?
Seriously?
It's really not that bad.
Yeah, we need all the supplies we can carry. Here, just gotta grab a couple other things. There's a drum with sterilized water out front. Go ahead and top off any bottles you guys have.
Come on, Slowpoke.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, Ether, play notification.
There's a new update to your SIG. Now you'll be able to instantly sync your calendars, take notes, and store important info all right in the cloud. No more sifting through apps or carrying around folders full of important documents. From going to the doctor to planning brunch with a friend, with the 4.1 OS, you'll never have worry.
Babe, come out here. We gotta update our SIGs.
Again, we just did this.
Just come here. I've already got the update queued up. Can I see your arm?
Okay, hold on. Let me just...
Our new campaign airs in 15 minutes, and I'd love to not be attached to the wall for it. What are you doing?
I want to read the specs.
Oh my god, you'll read the update specs, but you won't read instructions on how to put the desk together.
Hey, I got that desk put together with parts to spare, and I think you know just how sturdy it is.
Oh, I know. Come on, how many updates have we done? Why would anything be different this time?
Come on. Hey, stop. I'm trying to read this.
Hey, is this some big plot to avoid watching my foot cream commercial?
No, I'm on pins and needles to watch this one.
There's a cream for that, too. Are you trying to kiss me right now?
Maybe.
Well, I'm not kissing an outdated bot.
Okay. Plug me in.
I'm Lawson Garber. And here at Overcast, we work hard to find efficient ways for you to live your life utilizing cloud technology and our gateway data software. We promise never to store your personal information without your permission. Listen in when you don't want us to, or invade any of your privacies. We're here to make your life a breeze.
See? He promises.
Welcome, Greg Elias Reynolds. Your update will begin shortly if you agree to all terms and conditions.
11:54, accept.
I do not sound like that.
Accepted. Boom. I win.
I think she's a bitch, but she makes an actually smart point. So what do you think? About the gun?
What?
You weren't listening, were you?
I'm sorry, Nadine. My mind is just somewhere else right now.
That's the point.
Whose point?
The group's. They just don't know that these outbursts and carrying a gun are a good mix.
Oh, so you're having conversations behind my back now.
Well, you were somewhere else.
Here we go.
These cars are real winners.
Bingo.
That's a lot of keys.
Okay, we'll start at the top and work our way down. First one to get a car running gets to ride shotgun. Huh?
No eyes on Ancillary 1.4?
No, sir. He's off the grid again.
Lexi, you know what? This is what happens when you stop checking your team's work. We're here to do a job, okay? We're not here to entertain ourselves. Now fix this, or I'll find someone who will. Are you understanding me?
Copy.
Okay, as for the fire situation, what's the status of the reservoir?
Well, it's at 63%, but I'm not confident that it would fully extinguish the fire. And we're still waiting for an evac plan from them.
Jesus. All right, we need to start considering the northern sector. Let's have your team draft a plan to make sure we can get supplies dropped in there. Like a mirage.
So, you and Rick found each other while raiding houses north of the courthouse, right?
Yeah, Emma. What does it matter?
Well, I'm just curious. Like, you know, how did Rick and the crazy guy not meet if...
Gosh!
Things are heating up as our place.
Brittany, someone is on the radio. Maybe someone did hear us.
Emma, other radio stations have backup generators, too. They have repeater signals that transmit the same signal over and over again until someone disables it. That's all that was.
But how do you know?
I just do. Another dud. Come on.
You okay?
Yeah, just, you know, missing life from before.
You and me both.
But I guess it is better to leave the past where it is. You know, carpe,
Diem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Seize the day. Because, I don't know, I guess it's all we have now.
Hey, are you in on this vote too? You think I'm too dangerous to have a gun?
What? No. Wait, who said that?
Nadine and Brandy, I guess.
That's ridiculous. I feel more safe with you having a gun than anyone else.
Thanks.
Hey, any luck?
No. Out of the cars that I have keys for, only two actually had engines, and neither of them would start.
And about the other thing?
I brought it up, and now he's just avoiding me.
All right, now pull the lever on your left.
Yeah, no battery or alternator.
Yeah, we just don't know when he's gonna lose his shit. So maybe bring it up again.
Mm-hmm. I think it's your turn.
Nadine! Brandy, do something! Her tranquilizer thing!
Her backpack. Here.
Right.
Brandy, what the hell?
I froze up.
Okay, 1 5-milligram vial, inject into thigh.
Hey. You okay? Okay, easy.
Guys.
What? Well, what is it?
Look.
The only way out is through.
Where the hell did you get this?
Built it. Nothing to go wrong if I put all the pieces in myself. I'll pull in and you load up.
Over my dead body am I getting in that truck, especially with him in the driver's seat.
Well, what? I'm with her on this one.
Greg, let's be honest. This may be our only option, and I don't feel like waiting around for that fire to catch up with us.
Nadine, he started the fire. He literally tried to burn us alive. You're telling me that you don't trust me with a gun, but you trust this asshole and his ride? That could be a death trap on wheels. Emma. Emma?
I mean, we have tried almost every car in this lot.
And those flames are heading straight for us. The whole lot will be ashes in just a few hours.
Rex, Reginald E. Zander, at your service.
What's the E stand for?
That's for me to worry about. Load on up!
Go to hell.
Oh, not you. There's only room for us four. The guest list is stingy. I'm sure you can find your own way.
How do you only have room for four in that behemoth?
Not a toe of hers will step into my truck.
Nah, man. Come on. We're not just gonna let her burn, okay? She wouldn't leave us behind, right?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what to tell you, man. We're not leaving her.
Rex, you don't know. I know. It's okay. Well, I know, but the... Yes! Right! Okay. We'll make an exception. For now.
Thank you.
Gotta keep the enemies close.
Right back at you, Psycho.
Yeah, okay. Right back at you.
And fancy pants. I'm driving.
A lot of requests for someone being saved.
Don't start with me, okay?
Oh, boy. You want to be captain? Wrangle the deckhands.
All right, let's grab our stuff.
Aye, Captain Kibble.
I can't believe we're doing this, by the way.
So he made a bad first impression. Sure. We'll keep an eye on him. It's not like we're letting him off the hook. And, hey, you don't make a great first impression either.
Hey, I saved your life!
As you were trying to end yours.
Please don't chuck me again. I don't know. Hey, Greg. I knew that you wouldn't.
Excuse me?
Greg, it's Tori. What's the plan? How are we getting out of here?
Ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. You're headed to the cell for the night. Come on.
Okay, I get it, not here.
I am not on your team, ma'am.
Sorry, Greg, the gas is really awkward to carry. Did you just have another one?
Guys, come on, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm, fine. Okay.
Well, this makes the truck ready.
Great.
Hey, Greg?
Hmm?
You sure you're okay to drive?
Seriously, Nadine? Now you got Emma on the bandwagon, too?
Come on. Emma, let's get these gas cans in the trunk.
Be there in a sec.
I do see what you mean. I have seen it a couple other times, too.
It's like he's playing a movie inside his head.
Unbelievable, really. I'm the sane one here.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for that.
Oh, yeah, don't mention.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't trust that guy either, and I think everyone knows that. They're right, though. His truck is our only option.
Yeah, I know, okay?
Hold on, let me finish. What we need is his truck, not him in it.
Brandy, are you kidding me?
I never told anyone this. To be honest, I didn't think anyone would believe me. I think Rex may have had something to do with Rick's death. And call me paranoid. I feel like he probably set off the explosion that almost buried Emma and I alive.
But who?
Greg, I have been saying this from the beginning. I have no idea why he does what he does. But it is obvious to me there are no links to which he will not go.
As much as I don't want your death on my hands, I don't want his either. And how dare you? You're the one petitioning to disarm me, right? Elicit violence one minute and protest it the next?
That's fair, you're right. But what would you rather live with? His death or someone else's?
I don't want to live with anybody's death, Brandy.
Don't say I didn't tell you.
Keys.
She doesn't bark quite right without me guiding her.
Uh-huh. That's not how this works. You're not in control here, okay? None of us have forgotten what happened back there. Keys.
Control? Control. Control's not an option here.
Keys.
Not gonna share my gorp then.
Your what?
My gorp.
Good old raisins and peanuts. It's like survivalist trail mix.
Doesn't smell like any trail mix I've had.
Why, thank you. My mix is one of a kind.
All right, load up.
Ah! Hey, Reggie, is this really necessary?
Rex, yes. My box. That's the key.
Kind of looks like a coffin.
Things aren't always what they seem. The inside out or the outside in.
Okay.
Why isn't it starting?
You gotta jiggle it like this. Now break. Now, hard!
Rex?
What are you looking at us for? You're the one who built this thing.
It's their fault.
What?
Out! Out! Out!
Hey. Hold on.
Out!
Okay, we're getting out.
Out, 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 out! And don't bother me! Okay, Rex, get it together. Why? That was great fun.
So much fun. Enjoyed it. Don't worry, guys. The magic trolley arrives at 6 p.m. sharp. Make sure you're there.
Greg! Come on! Greg.
We can't win, huh? Why did I even try? Why do I even try?
Greg, we will figure it out.
God damn it!
Jesus! Greg!
Shit.
Oh no, hang on, Greg. I'm gonna go look for a medkit.
I'll go check the lobby. Was that really necessary?
I'm allowed to be angry, Nadine.
I didn't say that.
You sure think you know a lot about a lot, huh?
Greg, I didn't.
You don't know what it's like having a fucking curse on you.
What?
Well, I don't know what else to call it. Every single person I get close to disappears or dies. My wife, gone, and probably dead now. My partner, dead. Jackson, dead. You think that's fun? Huh? And now we're all gonna fucking die because this idiot lit the town on fire without an exit strategy.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, you didn't know. Because I'm over here trying to save you all, and what do I get? Oh, Greg, we don't trust you with a gun.
Greg, I just...
No, you know what? Fine, I'm done. Here, take the thing. And don't keep coming to me asking, what's next, Greg? Help us, Greg. Be a hero, Greg. Sacrifice yourself for us, Greg. Here. Why don't you just shoot me while you're at it? Then you guys would be better off without me anyways, right? That's what you've been over there whispering about, right? Jesus! What?
Emma! Heads up! The lift is coming down! Get out of the-
What?
Emma, duck! Shit!
Okay, I found the medkit.
Emma! Greg! Hit the button on the wall!
What happened?
The lift. It hit her head. He knocked into the lever. It broke, and we tried to warn her.
God, Jesus, it's so much blood. Emma, hon, hey, come on. Breathe with me, okay? Breathe. Mm-hmm. Just swallow. No pulse. With all this blood, CPR.
Oh, God.
We should still try, though. Right?
This is probably almost a whole liter of blood and a 2 liter.
There's gotta be something we could do!
Brandy, you're trained in this sort of thing.
Guys, I... Don't.
Greg, it's not your fault.
Thank you.
Bridge podcast was written and directed by Tiffany Murray, produced by Amy Kirsten, Seth Kays, and Tiffany Murray. Editing, mixing, and sound design by Seth Kays. Original music by Katrina Zemrek. Southbridge is available wherever you find your podcasts. Please like and subscribe if you enjoy the show, and leave us a review.